I'd like to take a few moments this evening before we pray again to talk to you about all and nothing. Not all or nothing, but all and nothing. And I believe that you and I are at an all and nothing moment in history. One more time. I'm looking at prayer requests this evening, and I see Paul has just come into us today from Sheffield in the UK. And Paul says, I don't know what I'm doing here on the earth. Please pray that God will answer my prayers and show me my reason for existing. Paul, I believe that God's going to answer your prayer tonight and show you that he has a divine purpose for your life, much deeper, much richer than anything that you could have ever imagined for yourself. And Jacob from Memphis, Tennessee, again, coming in, says, I desire to be saved, but I'm struggling with doubt. Pray that the Lord will reveal himself to me. Please pray for me. Jacob, we're going to pray for you tonight, and we're going to help you understand that salvation comes to you by faith in the fact that God came to the earth as a man in the form of his son, Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, walked among us, and then went to a cross, which is two pieces of wood shaped together in a form of a T, and he was nailed to that cross, and he was beaten beyond human recognition to pay the price for every wrong thing that you have ever done, and to bring you, to give you an opportunity to come back into a living relationship with God. And that relationship will bring you and your life into a place that you never dreamed was possible. You'll be brought out, the Bible says, of a place of powerlessness and death that comes because of sin, which is what we do that's in rebellion to the written word of God. And you'll be brought into a new life, a productive life, a supernatural life, a powerful life, a life with meaning, a life with purpose. All he requires of you is that you open your heart and recognize that your behavior, which the Bible calls sin, has caused you to fall short of what God has for your life, and that you can't save yourself from it. You can't get out of it in your own power. And you open your heart and say, Jesus, if you died for me, and if you're willing to receive me, I open my heart to you, and I ask you to come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. And because you died for me, I will from this day forward live for you. And I will let you be God to me, and I will follow you, and I will invite you to come and do inside of me that which could only be done by the power of God, and make my life a demonstration of your mercy. You see, that's the purpose, Paul, of your life on the earth. You are not called to be some kind of a spiritual invalid, just struggling through life and trying to make it to the finish line. That's not what God has destined for you. He said, Jesus said, you will have life and you'll have it more abundantly. Above anything you could have ever hoped to produce for yourself in your own effort. Jesus said, you will know truth and the truth will set you free. You'll have a story to tell others. I was bound, but now I'm free. I was blind, but I see. I was wounded, but I'm healed. I was powerless, but God has changed me and raised me from the dead. I was hopeless, but God has given me hope. I was fearful, and he's given me courage. I was selfish. He's made me a man of or woman of generosity and compassion. That's the testimony of God. I was lost, but he found me. I was afraid of dying, but no longer has death any grip on my life, because the day I die, I'm going to appear in the presence of a holy God for all of eternity. I thought I had no reason to live, but I found out that God created me for a divine purpose on the earth that only my life can fulfill for him. I found out that God wasn't angry with me, but he was yearning for me, longing for me. The Bible says he so loved me that he gave his only begotten son, that I should not die and be separated from God for eternity, but I should have everlasting life and have a song to sing and a story to tell and a bounce in my step and a reason for living. That's, Paul, why Jesus died for you. And Jacob, that's who God wants you to be in Christ. Open your heart and recognize the fact That God not only is willing to save you from being lost forever and apart from Him, but He's willing to come and abide with you, to live inside of you and recreate you from the inside out, and let your life be a visible testimony of the fact that He loves all people and He loves them everywhere, no matter what their struggle is. Here's the words that Jesus spoke one time to His disciples. I'm just going to read it to you. I want you to listen. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. He said, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." What does all mean? That's right. It means all. It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean a portion. It doesn't mean a little bit. Doesn't mean a few things. Remember when the devil was trying to keep the children of Israel captive in Egypt? He tried to negotiate their freedom. Well, you can go, a little bit of you can go, some of you stays behind. Moses stood and said, "No deal. God has called all of us to worship Him, and we're all going, every one of us is going. I give you power, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing," say that, "nothing shall by any means hurt you." Nobody can stop what I'm going to do through your life. No devil, no past wound, no mountain, no lie, no obstacle, nothing will stop what I've determined to do through your life and the testimony that I have determined to establish in you and through you. And I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Now, when you think of the devil coming into the Garden of Eden, described as a serpent, you think of his ability to more or less wrap himself around you and whisper in your ear that you're a failure, you're a fraud, you're hopeless, you're exactly like your father, your uncle, your aunt, your mother was. You'll never change. You'll never be any different. Give it up. Your life is not worth living. And he wraps himself around and says, "Look, I've got you bound. And you'll never get out of my grip. You'll never break this habit. You'll never escape the despair. Depression's always going to be a part of your life. You'll never get over this addiction. You'll never have a normal life, a normal relationship. Your family will never bring glory to God." But Jesus said, "I give you authority to trample on serpents. I give you authority to trample on this lying spirit. I give you authority to put your foot on the neck of your enemy." And scorpions. That's those things that have bitten you throughout your life. Those things that have wounded you. They've caused parts of you to be inoperative, captivated, unable to be raised up again, fearful of ever being given for the work of God or for the sake of other people, wounded to the point you feel you could never rise again. Scorpions, those sudden little things that come and bite you and infuse poison into your system and cause paralysis in some part of your life. And you begin to feel, "I'll never be normal. I'll never escape. I'll never be able to know freedom. This poison is inside of my system. And it will never, ever let go." But he says, "I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over most of the power of the enemy." That's right. You know your Bible now. Over all the power of the enemy, and most things will not hurt you. No, nothing. All and nothing. That's the promise of God. I have power to trample on all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means hurt me. That is the authority of the believer in Christ. There comes a point where you and I have to believe this. There comes a point where we have to stand up to Pharaoh, even though we might feel old, we might feel weak, we might feel like we have no weaponry that matches what's coming against us, but we stand up in the strength and promise of our God. And that promise is, you're not holding me any longer. I am called to worship God, and I am leaving this place of captivity, and I'm going to give glory to him where he calls me. I believe we're living in an all and nothing moment. We're all going, and nothing's going to stop us. We're all going to be victorious, and nothing's going to stop us. We're all going to pray, and nothing's going to tell us we can't. We're all going to believe, and nothing's going to tell us that our prayers are of no avail. I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I believe that with all my heart. I believe I can stand for my family and believe for miracles where there needs to be. I believe I can stand for everything that the enemy has ever tried to say, that I have the upper hand and I always will. I believe I can stand and I can say, no, you don't have the upper hand, because I have been given authority to trample on you. And something has to rise up inside. I've said my story here probably 100 times. Lord willing, I'll probably tell it another 100 times. Remember Jack West, an old evangelist, used to preach here years ago. He'd tell the same story every time he preached about his Uncle Tommy's conversion. If he ever died in the pulpit, I could have finished the story. And he'd cry with tears, and it would never grow old. Strange, I'd heard it, I don't know how many times I'd heard it in this pulpit, but I never got tired of hearing it. Told it with passion, he told it with conviction. Then after the service, I'd take him to a restaurant not far from here, he'd tell me the same story in the restaurant. And he'd sit at the table, and tears would come down, talk about Uncle Tommy's conversion. It was so real to him, and my story is so real to me. After 9 years of hell, suffering from panic attacks, 9 years of feeling like a failure, 9 years of ever encroaching, ever deepening hopelessness, 9 years of hell on earth, I came to Christ and read a promise in the Word of God one day that if God be for us, who can be against us? It wasn't even the whole verse, it was only half. Couldn't remember the first part, but I remember the part that set me free. And that night at midnight, I went home and I felt a panic attack coming into my life, and these things were hellish. They bound me for years. And I went downstairs in my living room and something came into me. I didn't know the scriptures I'm telling you tonight. You have to understand this. I didn't know this, what I know tonight. But in spite of the fact I didn't know it, I had this inner knowledge that if God is for me, no one can be against me. No one has the right to be against me. I went into my living room that night and I said these words, Satan, you can only kill me if God allows you. And if he does, I'm going to heaven. So I win. So now I challenge you to throw everything you've got at me. Throw it all. Worse than you ever have. With more power, that was what was in my heart. But I throw back at you what I now have. And I remember saying, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I resist you. That's what I had. That's what I threw back. I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. As I stood in my living room, a heat hit me in my feet. I could feel it was a tangible heat. Went up through my legs, through my loins, the center part of my body, through my chest and out the top of my head. 38 years ago, I was set free from 9 years of hell. I have traveled the world. So I'm not sharing with you some religious pipe dream tonight that you can't attain. I know this scripture. I've walked in this scripture. I've seen God do what only God can do. I've watched him bring civil war to an end. I've watched him defeat years of violence and poverty in certain areas of the world. I've watched him give freedom to prisoners in prisons who are never going to get out. They were there for life, but God set them free in spite of the fact they're never going to get out of jail. I've seen it. I've watched it. And something in me is telling me that as a church age, we must rise up again. We must rise against the darkness. The darkness that wants to swallow our cities and our towns and our families and our neighborhoods and our testimony and our minds. And we must rise up and say, not so fast, Satan. Not so fast. Because God has given me authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And I'm not afraid of you because the Bible says nothing shall by any means hurt me. I have an eternal life. You can't touch that. I have an eternal testimony. You can't take that away. I have a song of victory. It's not yours for the asking. I have a promise that not only will I be saved, but my family will be saved. And I'm not willing to settle for less. I have a promise of God that my life will be a testimony in the earth. That should be your prayer tonight. I have a promise of God that every prison door has to let me go. Every wound of the past has to release its grip. Every blindness in my eye has to give way to the vision of God for my life in Christ. It's time to pray. It's time to rise up. I'm not giving up this city. I'm not giving up the society to the devil. It will never be written, never, that the Lord said, I sought to spare New York City, but I could not find anyone that would agree with me. May that never be written in heaven. And I don't care what it looks like outside. I don't care who's holding hands with who. I don't care who's barfing on the street corner. I don't care how dark and down it gets, because my Bible says God has given me a power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing will stop that. Nothing. I am till God says I'm not. And the moment he says I'm not, I'm in heaven with him forever. So I win. I win, and so do you. I challenge you with all my heart. Rise up and fight now. We cannot give this generation up to darkness. We cannot concede it. We must not. We must rise. We must fight. We must believe the words that came from the mouth of Jesus. He is not an idle speaker. He didn't say things just so there could be red letters in the New Testament. Every word he spoke is eternal truth and has the power to create a universe. All he's ever looked for throughout history is somebody to believe him. And if I have nothing else to offer the kingdom of God, I have this one thing: I believe him. I believe him. I stake my life. I stake my future. I stake everything I've got on the words that he has spoken. And I will not give this generation away to darkness. So help me, God. Neither should you.